that big as a 50-cent piece. Hmm. But they're almond macaroons, and that's a lot different than a coconut macaroon. Hmm.
Y'all ever use the terms coffee cake?
What
exactly are those?
It's just a sweet roll that you eat while you're drinking coffee. I never had a cup of coffee in my life, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't drink it either.
Never had a cup. I tasted it, but that's all.
What do you usually drink for breakfast?
Coca-Cola. Since I give up milk, Coca-Cola don't have many calories in milk.
I'm glad you got that on tape. I want some other people to hear that. They think I'm crazy. That's why I drink
for breakfast. Well, I love it. It just gives you such a good taste in your mouth and all.
That's right. You know that it's supposed to be good for allergies and sinuses, too.
Sure.
You get up and just have a Coca-Cola because all that, I guess, carbonated water and acid is...
I'm going to have to tell my wife about that because she was dying this morning. But she drinks that stinking coffee.
Yes, as far as I know, we're the only two people that do that.
I love it, boy.
Get up and have a Coca-Cola. I'm glad to find somebody else does it.
Sometimes if I'm not going to eat anything, I'll do it. A lot of times on the weekends, though, I have a Bloody Mary before everybody else gets up. But I want to smoke a cigarette. So I'll take that.
Let's see, what do you... Other things you buy at the bakery, sometimes you buy these round things with a hole in them.
Donuts.
Yeah. Ever heard of those called anything but besides that?
Never have in my life.
Sometimes the donuts are maybe rectangular shaped and might have frosting on them. You ever seen that or have a special name for it?
I never seen a rectangular donut in my life. Mm-hmm.
What do you usually call the white stuff that's spread over maybe a coffee cake or?
I call it icing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Glaze.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, when a woman's going to wash dishes, she'll remove what there?
Move the rings?
Yeah. Listen, do you have any special name for maybe a ring that's particularly large and pretentious, you know what I mean? Just
no.
You're kind of a gaudy ring. Any special name for that?
No, I never had none.
Yeah, don't you like me? Don't really know anybody that's got one.
I sure don't.
I'll ask you a few questions now about some of the different kinds of clothes people wear. What do you usually call those shorts you see men wear them a lot of times? They come down about right here.
I always call them Bermuda shorts.
Bermuda shorts. If women wear them, do you call them the same thing?
Yeah.
Let's see. What about shorts that are lower than knee length pants? Do you have any special name for that? Sometimes women will wear them. They're not.
Now my wife got some. Now I mean, not my wife, but my daughter wore some to work the other day. Mm-hmm. And what you just referred to, when I was a boy, we called them knickers.
Knickers.
You never heard that? Yeah, they come below your knee and had a little band down there below your knee.
Yes.
I didn't know where y'all had them when you grew up or not. Mm-hmm. But that's what most everybody used to wear at junior high school when I was in, was knickers.
Hmm. You ever heard women talk about pedal pushers?
Yeah, now that's some pants that you were talking about coming around me and calf and all, they call pedal pushers. But of course, I don't think they refer to it anymore. At least I ain't heard it in 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, I guess probably out of style.
Yeah.
What about women are wearing a lot of times, especially shorts that are higher than knee length? What do you usually call them?
You call them short shorts.
Short shorts, yeah. Those things are, I guess, coming back in style.
Yeah.
Okay. You have any special name for clothes that, say, somebody else has worn and then you've gotten them from somebody else?
Hand-me-down. Yeah. I did that all my life when I was a boy.
I'll tell you, I do that right now. My brother-in-law is about... His sleeve length is about, he's the same size as I am, but his sleeve length is about 35, 34. And so, shirts he gets, he gets all the time shirts that are too short. So I get the big shirts all the time. Shirts that shrink, especially the sleeves, I get those. You have any special name for clothes that are especially fashionable and good looking? Any special name?